straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Insurance program from the Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you can save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're gonna sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for general purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a busy week on the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris today in Philadelphia. Former President Trump is in Michigan. Trump also commending Secret Service agents, saying they did a good job in their response to Sunday's apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf course. Trump also claiming that the rhetoric from Democrats is causing him to be a target. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, during her press briefing today, pushed back.
The president and the vice president have always forcefully condemned violence in all forms, including political violence, and we certainly have never encouraged any violence in any way.
Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs pled not guilty to federal charges including racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage in prostitution in allegations that date back to 2008, and severe storms in the Carolinas dumping historic rain. This is ABC News. At least 9 people are dead and 2,700 others injured after a number of pager devices used by several members of Hezbollah workers exploded across the country. ABC's Tom Sufi Burich has more.
We're seeing increasing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, that militant group based in Lebanon, backed by Iran. One of the victims of this attack, according to Iranian state media, is the Iran's ambassador to Lebanon. That's highly significant. And in recent days, we're seeing more reports from Israeli officials talking up the possibility of a wider conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
Israel has not commented on the explosions. An ALS patient has become the first person in the world to control an Amazon's digital assistant through his thoughts. After getting a brain implant from Synchron, a New York-based startup, the man was able to control a cursor and turn off a lamp using Alexa. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Need cash help but have bad or no credit? Then you need to go to FastLoansAI.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000, regardless of your credit score. FastLoansAI.com is one of the largest lender networks. Their advanced technology can help anyone get up to $10,000. Best part? Money can be in your bank account as fast as the same day. When you need fast cash, go to FastLoansAI.com. That's FastLoansAI.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall.
That includes higher enrollment at 8 system universities, according to preliminary estimates based on first-day student counts. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said the increase comes despite severe challenges caused by the disruptive rollout of a new free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, financial form, and a lack of funding for the Wisconsin tuition program. promise. Rothman said closure of several branch campuses also likely had an impact. Enrollment is up by 1,058 students, with official counts to be released later this fall based on the 10th day of enrollment. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new survey finds Wisconsin's child care industry is significantly understaffed.
The State Department of Children and Families Child Care Supply and Demand Survey shows nearly 60% of providers have unutilized capacity, such as closed classrooms, due to staff shortages. Providers would be able to serve up to 33,000 more kids if operating at full capacity. DCF Secretary Jeff Pirtle says payment cuts through the state's Child Care Counts program have had a ripple effect on the child care workforce. Governor Tony Evers included Child Care Counts funding to make the program permanent as part of his most recent budget proposal, but Republicans in the state legislature cut that. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed back to Wisconsin.
The Harris campaign on Monday announced that the vice president will hold a rally Friday evening in Madison. An exact time and location have not yet been released. This will be Harris's fourth trip to the state since she launched her bid for the White House in July. This will be her second stop this year in Madison. Harris was in Madison back in March and visited a home on Madison's far west side where she lived as a child in the late 60s. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another hot and sunny one today, with high temperatures soaring to the upper 80s. The high heat and plenty of sunshine holds tight for tomorrow, too, as showers and thunderstorms start to push in overnight and into our Thursday. Chances return Thursday night and into our Friday morning with a wet weekend ahead. For severe weather stories, radar, and live storm chasing, visit severestudios.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
Here today for Agriculture of America, AOA. Thanks for being here. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. We have another great lineup on today's show. Coming up here in a moment, we're going to take a look at markets with Christy Van On Shesit from Van On and Company. In segment two, we'll continue our focus on National Farm Safety and Health Week, a conversation with Jana Davidson from the Progressive Agriculture Foundation and Progressive Ag Safety Days. They do a lot of work with youth around the year-round when it comes to farm safety and health. And so we'll talk to Jana in segment two here of today's program. In segment three, we'll sit down for a conversation with the president and CEO of Columbia Grain, Jeff Van Pevenage. Looking forward to catching up with Jeff. It's been a while. We're going to talk about this year's pulse crops across much of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Plains. What are exports looking like out of the PNW, logistics, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking about all that and more coming up in segment three after the bottom of the hour. Then in segment four, a bulletin came out here a little over a week ago from the CME group talking about the potential, if approved by the CFTC, of daily price limit changes on cattle futures, contracting them in a little bit, about a dollar each way. We're going to talk about that. Shaylee Stewart, DTN Livestock Analyst, talked about that story here a few days ago, and we're going to get her take on where things stand with that. Could we reduce some of the volatility in the livestock trade? We'll talk about that in segment four today. AOA brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Learn more at Cenex.com. Let's talk markets. Christy Van On Shesit with Van On and Company joins us here on the program. Christy, great to talk with you again. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Mixed action in the grains, kind of consolidation type of trade is what it's felt like here to start off the week. I know wheat on Monday had some pressure, kind of bumped up against some technical resistance, it looked like. But overall, just feels like these grain markets are pretty quiet here mid-month, Christy.
Yeah, I think there's a lack of news happening right now. We know we're on the verge of harvesting a large crop. So I think that's on everyone's mind. And you hit it right on. I think we just hit that resistance point and brought some sellers in. And to be honest, I think the mentality we have to have in these markets right now, if you're a producer, is that we need to reward rallies with some sales or some protection of some sort. And I think that's probably what we saw in the wheat complex, is just saying, hey, they've been on a nice run here. We're probably getting closer to some profitability levels, also with some higher yields that have been coming in. That helps out the situation, some extra bushels there. So let's make sure we have some sales. And I think right now, to be honest, corn and wheat are tethered together. And I think eventually they'll be able to separate themselves. But when you have wheat down 16 cents to 20 cents, I think corn really struggles to be able to shake that off. And then you kind of have soybeans saying, hey, there's an issue in Brazil, but how far do we want to take this? And right now, when you talk about those consolidation levels that you're talking about, I feel like that's exactly what we're living out. Anytime we get up to these resistance points, we're met with selling pressure, but we're not really dropping off all that much. That point for us, when you talk about November soybeans, is that 1020 to 1030 level of finding some selling pressure. You know, our goal is still 1060 on November beans, and we do think that you still have a crack at that, but that is, you know, our level where we would go really heavy on some marketing of some sort. You know, if you don't want to make sales, at least you're buying some short-term put option. But for now, we need to get through that 1020 to 1030 level, and it just seems like we can't get there. Anytime we fall below $10, seems to be some buying coming in. And I might eat these words, but it does feel like soybeans right now have a very narrow trade range, and that is not typical for soybeans. So, you know, I don't know if we count our blessings for now and just say, hey, let's ride out a little bit of consolidation, but usually we have a lot more movement there.
No, that's a great point you make. And I know you kind of hit that. I know you were on Market to Market on TV this past weekend, and you didn't sound very friendly, this soy complex out of the three, Christy. Is that still kind of your view, that you're maybe a little more concerned about this soy complex versus corn and wheat right now?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I would just a word, you know, to be kind to people that kind of put themselves out there, because I, as I'm driving home from Market to Market, I'm sitting there and I'm like, goodness, I could have maybe eased off the bean harping a little bit, right? You're like thinking through everything you said. I was very aggressive on beans, and that's how I feel, right? Like, but I think the hardest thing is just saying, just because I feel that way does not mean I'm completely doom and gloom when it comes to the ability to rally. I mean, like I said, 1060 is a target that we still have in play for beans, and that's 53 cents from here. So you do have that, but it's just, I'm very fearful. I think the thing that I'm looking at for soybeans right now, if you are in the Dakotas, if you or in Western Minnesota, the thing I'm looking at the most on soybeans right now is there has been a push on basis leading up to harvest. And I am so fearful that you are going to get to harvest and they are going to go to cash only on those contracts and wide note basis. And I've had multiple conversations with multiple grain buyers, and that is kind of how they feel too. And it's not like they're trying to do that to get, you know, to screw a farmer by any means. It's that logistic wise, they can only take so much. And you really need to have that plan. And so that's my biggest fear with soybeans. Now, if you can store the soybeans post-harvest, that's a whole different story, right? I'm still not really favorable on futures, but I do think once the bin door is locked, you know, you have that kind of opportunity for basis to fix itself. But right now, you know, they're telling you, hey, make the sale, cash out here, take this basis. Otherwise, we're fearful. I would not surprise me to see basis widen out 20 cents in soybeans as we approach harvest. And my big fear is that if basis widens out 20 cents and they put rain in the forecast for Brazil, which it's not there right now, but if they put that in there, you know, you could lose 40 cents on futures and now you're down 60 cents on a cash price for something that might be forced to be cashed out.
Very good points. I know as well, in the backdrop of all these markets, the Federal Reserve has their meeting starting Tuesday, go through Wednesday. It's widely being talked about that we're going to see an interest rate cut. We just don't know if it's 25 or 50 basis points. Is that something that concerns you, that could have an impact in the broader grain livestock sector this week?
I think that people have penciled in 25. And right now there's pretty much 50-50 on 25 to 50. So I think you could get that bonus buy here if it was 50. My fear, and I think this is just illegitimate fear, to be honest. But my fear would be if they chose not to do anything, how detrimental that could be to the markets. And that's just a reminder to people out there that there are some things that are not all that correlated to grain markets that have a big influence on what these markets can do. Typically, when we start to see people come back out of the stock market to come back in, they go to commodities. And I think right now, if you're looking and talking inflation and higher prices and all that stuff, you're looking at the commodities and saying, hey, they're not all that different before we started this inflation talk. Maybe we should come in and buy there. So I think we could have that. Index funds cannot be short, but they're on the shorter end of where they typically are, meaning that they could add a lot of length if they wanted to. So I think that it would be friendly towards commodities. We just are in that true supply and demand situation right now that we are about to have fresh supply on hand, that we need to get through that before it can make a big impact. A more Q1 that we could potentially see that. But that's, you know, we're going to get that information Wednesday, and that is going to impact the market some way, somehow.
Absolutely. Learn more at vanonco.com. Christy Van On, she's with Van On & Company. Thanks for joining us on AOA today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Learn more at cenex.com. We'll talk to Jana Davidson for the Progressive Agriculture Foundation right after this.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Goodalls. We're fortunate that we can give our...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, powered by Cenex. Don't let tough conditions slow you down. Cenex Premium Grease provides equipment with superior strength to keep going. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go online, cenex.com, for more information. Well, as we continue to focus on National Farm Safety and Health Week here going on this week, joining us now for a conversation, I thought it was a good time to bring her back to the show, Jana Davidson with the Progressive Agriculture Foundation. Jana, it's good to hear from you again. Hope you're doing well.
I am doing well, Jesse. It's so nice to sit down and talk to you, especially about some important topics this time of year.
Absolutely. Especially as you mentioned, this time of year, I think about harvest season is so busy and it's an important time of year. And I know that was a bit of what we had for Monday's topic, equipment and rural roadway safety. Obviously very important during harvest season or any time of the year, planting season as well. But I want to talk about Tuesday's topic. Let's start there, health and wellness. And I think under that umbrella of health and wellness, with it being harvest season, I would say, you know, trying to get as much rest as you can, being well fed, well nourished, hydrated, etc. Those are some things that I would put under that umbrella of health and wellness for this time of year, on top of issues surrounding, you know, mental health and things like that, and just being physically well, et cetera, et cetera. I'd put all of that under the same kind of umbrella for health and wellness. Would you agree, Jana?
I completely agree. And when I think about it, I think about health, really our physical health and our mental health do go hand in hand. And everything from making sure PPE, your personal protective equipment, is a priority in all you do, because that's not only going to protect you today, but it'll protect you down the road. For instance, hearing protection, you know, make sure that you're wearing earmuffs or earplugs when you're working around equipment. If you can't, for those, especially our young ones, if they can't wear, if they don't have hearing protection, we always try to encourage them to walk away, distance yourself from the loud noises, or turn it down if you can. And this just goes to around the house. If there's things that we can't control, our music, things like that, if we do not protect our hearing now and our ears now, it's going to cause damage down the road. And it's non-reversible. You can't fix it once that damage occurs. So take care of your ears. Take care of your eyes. Wear eye protection for that needed task. Make sure it fits properly, too. That's also a biggie. Invest in sunglasses. It might be getting cooler. The temps might eventually be getting cooler on us, but the sun is still out, so we need to make sure we're protecting from any UVA and UVB damage it could cause to our eyes. And, you know, make sure if we do happen to have an incident occur where it does affect our eyes, go seek medical attention. Again, our eyes are not something that we want to play around with, and that damage, again, could be something that lasts. Just again, with sun protection, wide brim hats, make sure you're wearing sunscreen, you know, with the appropriate SPF in it. And take breaks and I know it's hard to say get an adequate night's sleep, because that's a really hard task, but, you know, make sure you are taking some time, for yourself, for your mental health. As I mentioned, you know, with harvest season ramping up, we all get caught in that hustle and bustle of things. And, you know, you're trying to work against the clock, work against Mother Nature, but make sure to take a moment for yourself to pause, check in with yourself, and listen to your body. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help. I know that's probably maybe the hardest thing I'll ask today, is ask for help if you need it. That's probably the number one tip when we are talking about our mental health.
We are having a conversation with Jana Davidson from the Progressive Agriculture Foundation here today, talking Farm Safety and Health Week. Wednesday's topic was an interesting one, generations of farming. What are your thoughts surrounding the Wednesday topic?
So Wednesday has always been our favorite day here at the Progressive Agriculture Foundation, because for a lot of the focus, it has been on youth and families. So I think when I look at this topic, we want to ensure that our children are here to see the future of farming, to be our future ag leaders. So therefore, we need to protect them. Farms are wonderful places to grow up. The skills that a child can learn, from responsibility to, you know, the pride of raising livestock, accomplishing tasks, is, you just can't replace that. But we need to, as adults, role model safe and healthy behaviors for our children so they adopt them. You know, we can't say do as I say, not as I do. So, you know, by doing things like wearing our PPE, keeping safety at the forefront, having safety and health discussions and teaching our child about the safe practices is really, really important. I always say assign age-appropriate tasks as well to the children. So the National Children's Center for Rural Agriculture Safety and Health, they have some really great guidelines for families, and it really does make sure that we're assigning kids age-appropriate tasks. It has a lot of really good tips and tricks there. So I encourage, you know, families, if you're ready to, if you think your children are ready for that next step, they're really good to check out. Also, just on the farm, it's good to remind our children about visibility and blind spots, because while they may see the operator doesn't always see them. So having those conversations about, you know, making sure that they are seen, or how to get an operator's attention in a safe way is really, really important. And then another thing is to never allow children to play on equipment. You know, make sure we have those keys in hand. We don't want to just leave things open for a dangerous situation to occur. So I think by having those conversations and just, you know, instilling that safe behavior from an early age is going to make sure that our children thrive on the farm and they're here to be our future ag leaders.
Well, let's talk Thursday and Friday topics. I think they can kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Thursday's confined spaces, and I immediately think about grain bin entrapments and things like that. And then Friday's topics, reporting ag injuries. And I think both of those topics kind of go hand in hand, Jana.
I think you're right. So if we look at the confined spaces, you're right. Grain bins, silos, manure, storage facilities, all of those are considered confined spaces. The biggest message here is to never work alone for the farmers. Make sure someone knows what you're doing, where you're at. They can be kind of your safety guide in case an emergency occurs. We don't want someone to panic and jump into that situation, because it's just going to create even more of an emergency. So we need someone that can go and get help. Make sure when you're entering these facilities, you are taking all the precautions, wearing the appropriate PPE. If you're going into the grain bin, you have that harness on. You're going into the, you know, manure facility, you have that mask. Because it's very scary how quickly someone can be either engulfed in grain or pass out due to the overwhelming gases. So and we teach the children just around grain safety, you know, it's no place to play around all of this. It's no place to play. So encourage the children, you know, to find other areas to play. And also, you know, just again, this message to some of the organizations, you know, or agritourism facilities, let's not replace those sandboxes with grain, because again, we don't want to send that incorrect message. And then, you know, this topic really hits home for me in recent years, because my safety day is getting ready to come up here at the end of the month. I usually always have it end of September. And 2 years ago in 2022, the day of my safety day, we had a wonderful day here in Clearfield County. And that day, we actually had someone from the news come out and report, you know, kind of highlight the safety day. And later that day, he called me to tell me he also had to just go and cover an incident in a neighboring community for three family members that all were killed because of silo gases. It was a father and his two teenage sons. So, you know, it is really, really important that we know that this happens. So we want to make sure that we're keeping people safe and keeping our kids away. You mentioned about Friday, about reporting ag injuries. Kind of a big statistic here, 70% of ag injuries are not reported. That's kind of alarming for us, because then if it's not reported, we don't know how to have some of those interventions or ways to maybe fix that or find out what is the safety and health education that we need to be providing. So that's just important to make sure that you're giving, when you are going in to see a healthcare provider, you're giving all that information, because there's not as much surveillance today as there was several years ago. What we do know as far as youth, which is kind of the arena we're in, is that every 3 days a child dies due to an agriculture-related incident, and every day 33 children are injured due to ag-related incidents. So of those leading causes, we do see transportation. So I think 47% are around tractors, ATVs, UTVs, 20% involve machinery, 13% involve animals. And the biggest staggering number for me is over 60% of these incidents that occur to children are when they're not working. So I think we automatically think the kids are working on the farm. They're sometimes in the blind spots, in the wrong place at the wrong time. So we have to keep that at the forefront.
We'll learn more about the Progressive Ag Foundation and Progressive Ag Safety Days at progressiveag.org. Jana Davidson. Jana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jesse.
Back with more on AOA, brought to you by Cenex, right after this.
As a farmer, I have thousands of more mouths to feed than the average person. What fuels me to get the job done? The smell of the soil and the hum of the combine. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel for the most challenging conditions. Better than any formula yet. Delivering maximum uptime every time. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. Fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hey, I'm Jody Heemstra with this Check It Out.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 26 to 23.90, November up 16 to 23.20, December up 28 to 21.98, January milk up 15 to 20.64. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as the feeder cattle markets trying to get above that 40-day moving average. Now, traders were just a touch later to attempt to jump that, but there could be some strong fundamental support coming into play later this week, and that is helping to support the live cattle and feeder cattle markets today. Hog markets also moving mostly higher. Again, a lot of technical buying, technical support really helping to support the markets, even though the pork cutout values were lower. October live cattle up $1.57 to $178.80. September feeder cattle up $2 to $243.30. October hogs up $1.85 to $81.77. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans were slightly higher on the day. Really not a lot of big news, but a little bit of technical buying after some of the range-bound losses from earlier in the week. The weather looks to keep maturity moving forward. There could be some wet weather, though, later on this week that could slow harvest. That supported corn and beans. Wheat markets, though, they moved mostly lower. December corn up 1 3/4 to 4.12 1/2. November beans up 1 1/2.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
America's Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA here today, brought to you by Cenex. Long hours are the name of the game for farmers and ranchers. Cenex Premium Diesel helps to keep you on the road and on the go. Learn more, visit your nearest Cenex location, or go to Cenex.com for more information. Joining us now for a conversation, he's the president and CEO of Columbia Grain. Jeff Van Pevenage is with us here today on the show. Jeff, it is good to talk with you again, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Jesse. Appreciate having me on today and looking forward to a good conversation.
Well, curious, just as we kind of start here, how are things going with some of the early harvest activity we've been having in the Pacific Northwest? I know you're out in the PNW. How have things been going here the last several weeks? Get us up to speed.
Sure. And, you know, in general, you get into Washington, Idaho, we've pretty well got the crop off. The wheat crop is basically off. There's tad bit of canola that's being cleaned up and some kabuli chickpeas being cleaned up, but pretty well done throughout the Washington-Idaho system. Montana is kind of working on maybe some late chickpeas, and northeast Montana fought through some rain over the last month, so it's still got 25-30% of the durum spring wheat, maybe a few lentils left out there to pick up, but we're getting it picked up for the most part. And then into North Dakota, there's a few more lentils than we had anticipated based upon government reports yesterday that are still out there to be harvested. A little bit of wheat getting cleaned up and a few soybeans starting to come in now.
You mentioned maybe a few more lentils out there, things like that. How are some of those pulse crops looking? Quality, size of the crop, etc. What are you hearing across the entire region, Jeff?
I would call it a varied report. You know, we had large, a 73% increase in the lentil acreage in the United States this year. So we were anticipating and what looked to be a really good crop coming. I would say the yields have been a little bit disappointing. The heat at the end hit some of them, and that knocked a little bit out of the yield. But overall, the quantity of the crop in the United States is really good. I think we're projecting somewhere around 430,000 metric tons of lentils, which would be about a 30% increase over production last year. And the quality in general is good. There are, you know, the stuff that's late and getting rained on, you're going to have some weather problems with it. But there are markets for it. We recently, just this week, the U.S. government announced a tender for about 14,000 tons of lentils to start processing next week or the week or next month. And, you know, that's a place where grade number three lentils can go to. So we can work with some of the damage and get it through the supply chains.
How are the markets looking on the pulse side and things like that as we kind of segue over there? Prices looking pretty good, or how are things kind of shaping up right now, Jeff?
Prices are going to be down from last year. Just, you know, lentils virtually were at a zero inventory level around July 15th of this year. So we exhausted them. The market was high, relatively big inverse from last year's crop into this year's crop. You know, if you looked on the world market, we were trading lentils at $1,600 for green lentils rolling in through May. And today they're trading around a $950 to $1,000 CFR, the world markets. So the bloom's come off of it just with increased production, both in the U.S. and Canada. And the red lentil side of the world, which the U.S. does not grow a lot of, is primarily Canadian and Australian. But the Australian crop, again, looks huge. The Canadian crop looks good. So the red lentil markets have been dipping into the $600 a ton CFR level. So they're backing off. Chickpeas have also backed off of late, but probably bottomed out just based upon quality, crop size, and the size of the chickpeas that we're cutting this year. And of course, we had saw much better yellow pea crop, have had good demand out of India for yellow peas. And so, you know, those have been going away. In fact, I think there's been working on the third bulk vessel of peas that are going out of the U.S. towards China and India. So there's been robust demand for it of late. It's just kind of settling back now that harvest is done. So,
Well, we are talking with Jeff Van Pevenage, the president CEO of Columbia Grain, here today on the show. Jeff, let's talk. You mentioned some exports and things like that there. I'm curious your thoughts on the trade picture that we have right now, especially out of the PAW. You are very connected to the ports there. Columbia Grain is, I think about, for instance, this Canadian rail strike potential that is kind of quieted down, but it's still there. I know that is a concern in the broader scope of things. And talk about your perspective, how things are in terms of trade and exports here out of the Pacific Northwest right now, and maybe some of the concerns that are out there in the broader infrastructure outlook that we have in front of us here this fall.
Absolutely, Jesse. As we look at the PNW exports, there's no hidden stories about it. It has not been a good situation out here for the last 2 years. Margins on exports has made it really difficult to run a business. A lot of competition that's come out of South America for that Chinese market on soybeans and corn. And, you know, so everybody's been operating at about 55% capacity out here, which is not a good situation. In fact, just recently, TEMCO announced that they were closing down their Irving elevator, which is kind of situated about downtown Portland, export elevator that's been out here being used for years, and they've decided that they're going to close it down for good unless somebody else wants to buy it and operate it, which I don't see happening. So consolidation in the export market, and it's been needed. I'm not sure if we're done yet or not. So the sales for soybeans and that have been relatively slow coming. We've had years, Jesse, where we have been completely out of capacity for October shipment. We've had that done by April or May. There's still capacity in the marketplace today to sell more soybeans for October loading. So it's been slower. It feels like we're going to get the capacity taken up for October and November. It's just going to, you know, it's going to be slow in at the last minute as it comes. A little bit of corn business happening out there for December today. But again, it's going to be about what's that South American crop look like and how well can we compete into places like China for excess volume of corn. The wheat market has been very just kind of normal. You could say that the normal buyers are here. PNW is probably not going to compete for anything else other than your normal Asian type of trade that's been going on for years.
I wonder, Jeff, if something were to happen north of the border too with that rail strike, if something were to, you know, if the situation were to escalate again, how much of an impact would that have on Columbia Grain's infrastructure and folks across the PNW and the Northern Plains, in your opinion?
Well, certainly you could see some people try to move some product down this direction and utilize the BNSF system. It will, you know, if you think about the CP, it also operates in North Dakota and Minnesota, and, you know, that will come to an end. So you're going to see a lot of people moving product around. And there's also no secret about it that the BNSF has struggled in the last 6 months to operate, a lot of that being caused by Mexico, and you know, there's a lot of product going to Mexico right now, but the rail lines down there have been really slow at movement. So when U.S. cars, U.S. locomotives go there, it's taxed the system, creating problems for, you know, proper service up here in the PNW or the Northern Corridor, and that's been a problem. And the BNSF embargoed shuttles going there, but there's still deets and other cars going down there, and their focus is to be efficient in the PNW corridor this fall. And I think they truly do want to make it successful this year, but between labor and the potential for problems in Canada and the Mexico service, I think it's going to be a continued struggle. Infrastructure and transportation has really been a bottleneck for the northern tier of the United States, and I think it will continue to be for a bit.
All right. Well, Jeff, we appreciate the thoughts as we kind of wrap things up here today. What else is new with Columbia Grain? I know you guys have made a lot of investments in infrastructure and expansion in recent years, things like that, et cetera, et cetera. What's new with Columbia Grain in general? Anything else you'd want to add for us here today?
You know, I can't remember if we've talked before, Jesse, or not, but we're in the process of building a new, I don't know if you, I guess you'd call it a brownfield site in Valley City for dry beans. And we will start receiving this year's crop dry beans down in Valley City here, I think in about 10 days. That's going to be operational to do that. And then by July of 2025, it will be a full-fledged operating dry bean processing plant in Valley City, North Dakota. So that part of it's been good. We've actually been divesting of a few investments across our footprint, areas where we just don't see viability to really make it a profitable business. We've divested in those, and I think you're going to see more of that type of consolidation in the marketplace going forward. I see a lot of grain companies are looking at that right now.
Well, we appreciate the time and the thoughts. I know folks can learn more at columbiagrain.com. With that, Jeff Van Pevenage, president and CEO for Columbia Grain. Always good to talk with you, Jeff. Thanks for joining us today. We'll get you back on the show again soon.
Sounds good, Jesse. Thank you, and have a great day.
Once again, he is the president and CEO of Columbia Grain, Jeff Van Pevenage, joining us here today for a conversation on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on during harvest season and beyond. Learn more at your nearest Cenex location or visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up next, could we see some changes to the daily price limits for cattle at the CME? We're going to talk about that. Shaylee Stewart, livestock analyst for DTN, joins us next for a conversation here on AOA.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
For losing strategy. Low-rate products promise great results, but may lack the potency of higher active ingredient concentrations, so great isn't always what you get. Instead of putting your yield at risk, put your trust in proven solutions. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Both offer higher active ingredient concentrations imitator brands can't match. See the difference at defendyourn.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Deeply indebted to them, and I'm sure they'll be friends and acquaintances for life.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org today.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And AOA brought to you by Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Find more at your nearest Cenex store or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, I saw an interesting story that kind of it caught my attention, I guess. Let's put it that way. Pending CFTC approval, there's a note out from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange that they could see a reduction in daily price limits for CME cattle contracts. So what exactly is going on here? Let's talk about it. Joining us now, DTN livestock analyst Shaylee Stewart is with us here on AOA. Shaylee, welcome to the program. So what exactly is going on here, and could we see these daily price limits reduced?
Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for having me on this morning, and thanks for giving my blog a read. I'm really excited about this, you know, pending approval from the CFTC, because I think it'd be a great thing for the cattle contracts. You know, cattlemen work so hard each and every day, and their margins are thin. I mean, that's not a talking point which we have to spend a lot of time on, because cattle producers know that. And so if we can see the futures complex trade in a more stable environment in which there's less volatility, I think that's a win for cattle producers. And so as you mentioned, pending the CFTC's approval, the live cattle complex would see both its live cattle and feeder cattle contracts daily limits decreased slightly.
Well, as we look at that slight decrease, how much of a decrease are we talking here? Is it a dollar? Is it more than that? Or percentage change-wise, what are we looking at?
Good question. So basically, for the daily limits, it is around a dollar. And so you might ask yourself, well, why are they decreasing at a dollar? And really, it does come out to a percentage basis. So in June, the limits were changed. The limits were adjusted another 4.25%, meaning that the daily limits could trade upward of 4.25% more higher and a 4.25% lower than what they already were. And now this proposal would mean that based before the June expansions were implemented, the proposal would only be, there'd be a 3.5% change. And so you might be scratching your head and say, why is the CME playing with the contracts? Why are they allowing them to make these percentile adjustments? And basically what it comes down to is when I talked to the folks at the CME, they said that each and every year they view the markets and they determine the market's daily limits based on a percentage of the market's trading range throughout the year. And they want to attract more traders into the marketplace. So they look at that percentile and where the market trades throughout the year, and then they gave it another 4.25%. Well, there's been some pushback from industry participants, and they said, you know what? We don't want to attract more day trading. We don't want to attract speculatory or logarithm trading. We want this complex. We want these contracts to reflect actually what the cattle complex is doing, and so please don't increase it anymore. So that 4.25%, that is too much. Please, let's ratchet that back a little bit. And so that's why the proposal has been reduced to, instead of 4.25%, to 3.5%.
Well, and to your earlier point, I would agree with you. I think this is a great thing for the cattle complex, because I would say in the last year or so, there's been quite a disconnect between futures and what's going on in the cash markets. Would you agree with that?
Without a doubt. You know, honestly, the futures complex has become so volatile. You know, it's supposed to help producers mitigate risk and manage, you know, their future projections. But because it's become such a reactionary, think later, react now market, it really has been hard to say that it really helps mitigate that risk when it's driving some risk, actually, in some scenarios. And so I'm with you. I think this is a great proposal. I think that, you know, there's an argument that could be made that, you know, 3.5% reduction isn't enough, that potentially the market should, you know, really dial back in those daily limits. And because, I mean, currently the live cattle complex is allowed to trade $7.50 per day with an expanded limit of $11.25. The proposed decrease would mean that the live cattle complex is allowed to trade $6.50 with a $9.75 daily limit. I mean, if you think about that expanded limit, the live cattle complex at its current expanded limit trading $11.25 on a per day basis in its expanded territory, that is significant. That is extreme. That is extremely costly to producers who are pinching, you know, thin margins already, let alone if there's heaven forbid, a day in which the expanded limit is over $11. So I think that is a wise decision, and I hope the CFTC approves it.
Yeah, I hope they do as well. I would agree with you. And I think about, for instance, you know, a scenario we could see this week. We have a Federal Reserve meeting, and I know the stock market has had plenty of influence on livestock trade here as of late. You know, what would happen if we got a shock from the Fed? And next thing you know, we see a $10 drop in cattle futures. I mean, to your point, that volatility, that immense volatility, has just gotten to a point where it's like, okay, let's rein it in a little bit, right, Shaylee?
100%. I mean, last week we saw that in the futures complex exactly. You know, the consumer price index came out, showed that inflation was greater again. The specs then reacted because they're like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen next week when the Feds meet? Are they not going to dial back interest rates as much as what they expected they were going to? And so we see this, like I said earlier, think later, react now kind of behavior in the marketplace, and it's all driven by speculatory day trading, and it's not truly based off of core fundamentals in which we wish the futures complex was trading. It is based off of rumors and fears and emotions, not fundamentals.
Shaylee, as we wrap up here today, if this is approved by the CFTC, when would these new daily limits go into effect?
So they'd be come into effect October 25th this fall if they are approved. So really that's just around the corner, and hopefully that would mitigate some risk later this fall, you know, as we soberly remember some of the volatility in quarter three and quarter four last year.
Well, we'll be watching to see if it does in fact get approved, because that is right around the corner, as you mentioned. DTN Livestock Analyst Shaylee Stewart, great to connect with you. Thanks for shedding some light on this subject for us here today on AOA. We'll look forward to talking to you again in the future. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jesse. Always appreciate it.
Shaylee Stewart, DTN Livestock Analyst, joining us here today on AOA. We're out of time on the program, brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Select the right grease. It is critical for you and your operation. Cenex Premium Greases help farmers and ranchers achieve superior strength and performance in their equipment. With that, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with Naomi Bloom from Total Farm Marketing and Matthew Dillon from the Organic Trade Association. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your child is a great way to make math fun in any language. And they are never too young to start. Visit Talking.
Progress in Education, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. The United Negro College Fund is celebrating 80 years of helping students get to and through college. Lisa Rollins, chief fundraiser, is happy to be supporting more than 600,000 students across the country.
80 years later, we're still trying to do the same thing. We're honoring their legacy, but we hope that our students are transforming the future.
We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business and